You are Locked On Pacers, your daily Indiana Pacers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome in to another edition of the Locked On Pacers podcast, where, of course, we talk about the Indiana Pacers as always. My name's Tony East. I cover the team for Forbes and the West Indianapolis Community News, and today is a fun, special Friday episode to close out this week and close out this month for you. We are joined by former Pacers guard Joe Young to talk all things Pacers and a lot of other stuff about his career. So right now, Joe Young is in a 14-day mandatory quarantine in China as he prepares for the 2020-2021 Chinese Basketball Association season. That'll be his second season over there, but he is currently working to get back to the NBA, and we talk about his path back to trying to get to the NBA, his time with the Pacers, how that came to an end, him sleeping on the court, and something he did that influenced Jimmy Butler. So all that is covered. It's a super fun conversation, and of course, lots of Pacers talk. So perfect for this show. We did this over a phone call, so the audio quality is not up to the standard of this podcast, but it's still good and a great interview. So I hope you guys enjoy with all the stuff that Joe Young has to say. All right, so you went over to China this last year. Obviously, you got a pretty nice contract over there compared to the NBA. But how much of your decision to go play there was because of money, and how much of it was because you didn't really have a good NBA offer?
It wasn't even the money situation. It was the opportunity where, at this time, you don't know. Well, I didn't know. They didn't announce when the NBA will restart. And at that particular time, I only had a little window to, you know, put my name on a contract to have insurance on an upcoming season. So, you know, initially I had got traded to a different team in Beijing, and it was just a great opportunity to, you know, bring this team on a nice playoff run and then potentially win a championship.
So you had some insane stats last year. It seems like every time I would check in on your Chinese League stats, you were scoring like 40, 50 points every game. Mm-hmm. Is it fun to just go out and be able to dominate and be the guy every night?
Yes. It's very fun, you know, especially when you have, you know, your coach, organization, and your teammates, you know, everybody, they're there for you, and they're there to support you. And, you know, I couldn't have been more successful without my teammates because, you know, they play a big part in those games that I was playing, and just really just give me the confidence and be the best I can. And that was one of it was a great feeling.
So you've talked about wanting to get back to the NBA at some point. You know, you had that 3-year run with the Pacers that last year. You got to play in over half the games, got in the playoffs. Do you feel like playing in China right now and being able to both be a leader for your team and kind of own your craft a little bit is helping you get back to the league?
Yes, oh, definitely. I feel like I had a great opportunity to get back in the league. I was, you know, in contact with a couple teams, but the situation, the teams didn't know, you know, the rules they just had. I couldn't get inside the bubble, you know, just because my situation where I was in China already, and I just got back home, and they just made a rule if, you know, if you just getting back home or you wasn't in the bubble or didn't sign a contract with a team before a certain time. And I didn't meet none of those, you know, points. And I couldn't get into the bubble, so I had to wait after to make a decision.
So do you feel like next year when things are more normal, it'll be better for you in terms of getting back to the league? Because I know that it seems like you're quarantining right now, that when the rules are more normal, you'll be able to, you know, get in front of teams, get in the gym, do some work for execs and stuff like that.
Yes, I'm definitely ready. You know, coming here, you know, a lot of people don't really know that you can get experience, you know, from, you know, playing, you know, basketball in China. Because it gives you, you know, just the outlook on how to run a team. Can you run a team? Can you lead a team? Because at the end of the day, you got to help, you know, pick up, you know, some of the players on the team and just, like, give them, you know, the aggressiveness. And it's fun, though. It's fun just to come out and just play some basketball, especially with a team that really, you know, depend on you to, you know, get them going. And it really helps me in the long run because, you know, I have gotten better, you know, over the years just coming here and just getting more experience on, you know, how to lead a team as a point guard.
So have you talked to any NBA team since your time in China, and have they, you know, noticed the stuff you've talked about, like that you're getting better leading a team, that your scoring's getting better? And when you do talk to teams, what do they seem to want from you if they do want you to come back to the NBA at some point?
Basically, they just want me to, you know, be me. You know, I don't think when I was with the Pacers, you know, I wasn't really myself, and I didn't really, you know, put confidence, you know, into my game like I should have. And, you know, seeing that and hearing from teams, the confidence from them is a lot different. It's just like, okay, we see, you know, you have improved from your leadership, your skill-wise, your passing, your playing defense. And, you know, all I got to do is, you know, just keep working and just keep, you know, putting my best foot forward. I'm getting a lot of good feedback. I just got to get to, you know, the league when it has a great opportunity for me to, you know, have the best time.
So you said you weren't yourself with the Pacers. What do you mean by that? Just like you couldn't play the way you wanted to play, or was it tough adjusting to the NBA? What led to that?
No, it just, you know, oh, of course I didn't, you know, I didn't touch the court, you know, as, you know, yeah, as much as I could have. But, you know, at the end of the day, I didn't, you know, get down about it. I just, you know, I took the experience on just being, you know, just seeing from, you know, where I was at and seeing, you know, from the guys that was in front of me. And I learned a lot from them. And, you know, it wasn't, you know, I'm truly honored and blessed for the opportunity the Pacers gave me. I just feel like I didn't take advantage of it, you know. I could have done a lot better with, you know, what I could have done, you know. But anyway, I put that behind me, and I think I grew on it. I think I'm ready to go. I'm a totally different player from the mindset, and I'm really just, you know, ready to get back and show that I belong in the NBA.
Hey, guys, we're going to take a short little intermission break here to talk about the great people at Built Go, because Built Go makes you the best at whatever you do. Built Go wants you to break through your wall. Whether it's a mental wall, physical wall, break through it with Built Go's best workout gels every single day. They're an easy-to-take 1.5-ounce packages. You can put it in your briefcase, your golf bag, or just your pocket, so you can take it any time of the day. It's like a 5-hour energy without the crash feeling, and it's all natural, so it's better for your body. It's like drinking a Monster with a third of the caffeine and better results. They have three delicious flavors, chocolate coconut, peanut butter, honey, and chocolate mint. Chocolate coconut's really good. Why do they work so well? Because they combine energy gels with proteins. They're really good. They've got the good stuff to ignite your work, like beta-alanine, B3 honey, and a kick caffeine. They keep you going all day. Go to builtgo.com. Use the promo code LOCKED, all one word. You'll get $20 off your next order. Use promo code LOCKED for 20% off at builtgo.com. Let's go.
So you just talked about your time with the Pacers. How, if you had like one word to describe it, or maybe one sentence to describe it, you know, how did you feel that went in general? Because I know you had some crazy highs, you know, scoring over 20 points in a few games, and some like you just said, some points where you weren't playing as much.
Yes, I had a great time with the Pacers, my time there, because I learned a lot. You know, I learned to, you know, learn how to overcome adversity, just the little things, and then, you know, as each year was going, I felt like I was getting better. And my last year there, I was on the ball. You know, I was helping the team execute, you know, some good plays for us to actually, you know, make a little run some games, you know. And I was trying to do the little things. And, you know, I think at the end of the year, I talked to, you know, Chad, I talked to Mr. Pritchard, everybody. They said I did a great job. And I think it was just, you know, it was just time for them to, you know, just move on to the next, you know, next player. And I had to put my head down about it. It's one of the things, like, it's a business move. And, you know, I thank them and I honored that blessing. And it really put me into where I'm at now to, you know, have another opportunity to come back and really show the real Joe Young.
So after your last year, right, they told you that, right, that you did a good job that year. Then they draft Aaron Holiday, and they already had, you know,
you know, Darren and yes. Corey in that backcourt. Did they ever talk about bringing you back that year, or was it more that, you know, as soon as they drafted Aaron, you were kind of looking at other teams?
Well, before, when I had my SU meeting, my goal, I was coming back. I had talked to Chad, I talked to Mr. Pritchard. It was very excited by what I did, just by on the defensive end, how I overcame, you know, some obstacle course where, you know, it wasn't looking good for me, but, you know, I stayed positive. And, you know, it was really just saying, like, you know, we want you to come back. So the summer just, it went on, and I kind of let, you know, my agent, you know, handle a few things, and it didn't go out, you know, how I planned, you know. They drafted, you know, Aaron Holiday, and, you know, and I respected that decision from him. You know, I didn't put my head down about it, because at the end, I want everybody to, you know, have an opportunity. You know, when it's his turn, and it was time for me. They moved on from me. And that's part of the business. Like I said, I was blessed for that opportunity. If they gave me another opportunity again, I will take advantage of it.
Yeah, that year you did play a lot more, including in that playoff series in the Cavs. You got a playoff appearance that year. I was curious if you could talk a little bit about that Cavs series, because, you know, take LeBron to seven games, Oladipo playing incredibly well, Bojan having that crazy game three in Indianapolis. How fun was that series to be a part of with that team?
Man, very fun. It was very fun. Just, you know, seeing the game from the bench and just being there to help them, it was just a different experience. Like, from the regular season until the playoff game, seven games, playing against LeBron, like, the intensity, like, I felt like I was in the game. It was like, you know, we all there together. And, man, it was just different, man. Like, it's one of the, you know, best days of my life to actually play against one of the best players in the world. And we actually did a great job. And we was, you know, much younger. But I thought, you know, we played them very well to the end.
Do you feel like playoff experience, you know, you didn't get a ton of minutes then, but you still played, I think, in two different postseasons, actually. How does that help you as you pursue future NBA opportunities, right? You've got regular season experience, dominating China experience, and now a little bit of postseason experience as well.
Yes, you know, just being there for, I went to postseason 3 years in a row, and it was just more like the mindset. You know, regular season, you have a mindset, you're dialed in, you're focused. But when it comes to that playoff, I just see the guys, you know, everybody has to change their mindset on just really focus and dial in and understand and pay attention to details. And really execute the best we can do on the court as a team. And that's when it became more team than individual. And that's what I learned the postseason is, like, let's get it all done together and not do it all at once. And I felt like I learned a lot from that situation.
So what are your goals right now going forward, right? You've got a season coming up yourself. You're currently in quarantine. But beyond getting back to the league, what do you want to do in the short term to get back to where you want to be?
Well, lead this team to the playoffs and then get to a championship. This team was a great team last year. The coach, Stephon Marbury, I've been a big fan of him since I was younger. He's a great coach here. He has, you know, everybody's attention. And I feel like, you know, by me signing with him, it opens a lot of eyes. You know, you got, you know, a couple NBA experienced guys on the bench. You got Jay Harris. You know, he was coaching the NBA for 13 years. You got Marbury, played in the NBA for years, and he had experience in China. So I'm definitely in an NBA situation by coaching. My coaches are all, they're NBA, you know, vets. They had NBA experience. They played in the NBA. And I think this is a big opportunity to me to actually learn even more from two guys that, you know, actually been there, done it, played quality minutes, was an all-star in the NBA. And that's where I'm going to take advantage of this opportunity for, you know, make a playoff push and just grow.
What kind of stuff is Stephon Marbury telling you to work on and get better in your game? Because, you know, it's obviously, like you just said, I'm sure it's great to learn from a guy like that, former All-Star who was a dominant NBA player.
Yeah. So it's really like, man, where did this come from? Like, it's actually like he didn't really know who I was. Like, he's like, man, I don't know where you came from. Like, he's like, I'm like, yeah, I didn't play that much in the NBA. But, you know, coming here, my first few years, it gave me, like, the freedom to actually open up my game, to actually see what I can do as a professional. And my last couple years playing long quality minutes, I feel like the game is growing, and especially having Stephon Marbury as my head coach, it's going to be a different experience. Like, I'm just so ready just to, you know, get it going. He told me, like, he loves my game. You see, I can score. I can pass the ball. I can lead a team. I can play defense. He said, I want you just to bring that same energy you brought that last year, which you did. Like, that was just, like, an honor to see. He said, I haven't seen that in the league in a long time.
So something with the Pacers I wanted to ask you about, and I don't know if a lot of people remember this, but you had that moment when you slept on the practice court, right? And you said that you would wake up in the middle of the night and take some shots. What inspired you to do that and to you know, stay in the gym overnight like that?
I mean, that's how bad I wanted it, man. You know, I was to the point I was, you know, putting the time in onto, like, really in there, like, actually showing that I love this game. And it was not even to show nobody off. It was just for confidence in myself. You know, that's just what I wanted to do. And I slept on the floor. I just felt good waking up in the middle of the night. I had a basketball go there. You know, I got better. I feel like I got better. But, you know, it was just something different. And then I see Jimmy Butler kind of doing it a few years later. And, you know, they praise him about it. You know, I wish I had got, you know, praised a little bit more about, you know, being in the gym at 3 o'clock before training camp every day. It's like, you know, it's like Jimmy almost took it from me. Like, you know, he's from Houston, I'm from Houston. And I told Jimmy, I like, come on, Jim. You took my routine, man? He's like, man, no, I didn't, man. I've been doing it. I was okay.
Last question for you. You know, we've talked on this. You've told me you're trying to get back to the league. What is your pitch to teams, you know, if they come calling next year and say, Joe, what can you bring to our team? What are you going to tell them?
I can bring leadership. I can bring energy. You know, I'm always going to stay ready. And I'm bringing that winning experience around. You know, I want to win. I want to help do the best I can do as a player to help you win. If it's there supporting my players, if it's there, you know, earning my minutes to get back to, you know, seeing the people seeing me, I would do anything that I'm, you know, that I need to do that I haven't done already. That, you know, just these few years that I grew on. So I'm just ready for that opportunity. I can bring anything last me to do.
All right, Joe, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck on your push to get back into the NBA, and I hope everything goes well for you this season.
All right, sounds great. Thanks so much.